financial aid, because of, as of now, there's no financial aid for any of them. And so the New York State Dream Act is really has been getting a lot of support. Many schools have come in support of the New York State Dream Act. Both CUNY and SUNY, the chancellor signed a letter endorsing the New York State Dream Act. Mayor Bloomberg endorsed the New York State Dream Act. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand endorsed the New York State Dream Act. And schools like the New School, Fordham, Sarah Lawrence, and there's NYU and Fordham University, they have signed on to the New York State Dream Act. And, you know, there's so much support for the New York State Dream Act. I mean, this is a very comprehensive bill. We know that because of the new, the federal Dream Act fell in 2010, we just needed 5 votes to get this done. But fortunately, 5 Democrats voted against it, and 3 Republicans voted for it. That was historic. But, you know, it fell. So many undocumented youth across the country felt that, you know, it was... We've been fighting for this for about 10 years, and, you know... For a while, like a decade almost, and you know, it's really difficult for many undocumented youth to follow their dreams and to attend to get access to higher education, and so many youth across the country they started campaigns to get the Dream Act at the state level. The first one to pass Dream Act legislation was Texas in 2001. They introduced so they allow undocumented students to have access to state-funded financial aid. The next one was New Mexico. They also passed their Dream Act, and then the next one was the last one, like the most comprehensive one, was in 2011. It was California. They passed their own Dream Act, and it's very comprehensive. Like they give, I mean, access to undocumented students, and so. We were like, why not New York State? I mean, this has been a state for immigrants. Ellis Island has been an entry point for many generations of immigrants. And, you know, undocumented immigrants pay approximately $662.4 million in taxes. That's like the 4 highest, like, throughout the country to the state. So why not get some of that money? It's not necessarily taking away anything from other taxpayers or citizens, as some of them like to point out. It's just giving them something back. And so... This is basically what the New York Dream Act is, and we're walking to Albany in support of undocumented students and to raise awareness about the New York State Dream Act and to get Governor Cuomo to take the initiative on this bill, because this is what he basically said, that he's studying the bill. So that's, I'm not, you know, that's really unacceptable coming from this governor who seems very immigrant friendly, and he should take the initiative here. And so that's why we're walking. We are going to walk there, get to Albany, and legislate some key Republican and independents needed to pass this bill. And so that's the bill, but I know you guys need to hear the faces behind this bill, and I'm going to introduce Anayeli. She walked with us, and she's going to say why she walked and her story.
Give my bag to anybody, okay. So I'll just stay here. First of all, I just want to say thank you for the wonderful meal. Thank you for hosting us, and thank you for just welcoming us with open arms. My name is Anayeli Gomez. I am a member of the New York State Youth Leadership Council, and I am undocumented. I don't have a 9-digit number to work. I don't have a green card. I don't have anything that would allow me to grow as a person and get the career that I want. I came here when I was only 3 years old from Mexico. I came with my mother and my father, and we came in 1991 when I was only 3. And in the process, my younger sister, who was 1.5 years, had to stay behind because we couldn't cross the border with her. So I haven't seen her in 20 years. I'm 24 years old now, and that's what hurts me the most, because it's just the border that's dividing our family. It's just like, it's right there, but we can't cross it because we don't have papers. Anyway, so I continued on. I grew up in Brooklyn. I went to school. I wasn't a very good student in high school because there was no point of going on to college for me. But hopefully, thank God my best friend was like, no, you have to go to college. So I was like, fine, I'll go. But I couldn't pay for it. I didn't have a job, and nobody wanted to hire me because I was only 17 years old. And it sucked because for 6 months, I was in a deep depression. I cried every day. But I finally found a job cleaning homes for $5 an hour. I took it. It was whatever I, you know, that was available to me. I graduated Kingsborough Community College with a 3.9 GPA. I went on to Brooklyn College, and I recently just graduated with my bachelor's in bilingual education. But now I am back in limbo, back with this brick wall that I can't get a career. I can't get a job. So it sucks. But the thing is that I have found the New York State Youth Leadership Council, which is an amazing organization of undocumented youth-led members. We are strong. They are courageous. They are wonderful. And they have empowered me to come out and just drop the fear and just say that I'm undocumented. And we're willing to do whatever it takes to get this bill passed. So with the New York Dream Act, you know, it wouldn't affect me directly because it would give financial aid to those who are going into college. But a lot of our undocumented youth who are in high school end up dropping out because they see no hope. This is a great resource for them. They need to go to college and see that there is a support group out there. And everybody in every community needs to support all our undocumented youth because they're brilliant, they're smart, and that's why we're here. We're here walking 150 miles to spread this awareness to every community out there. And that's why we're doing this walk. And basically, with the New York Dream Act, we've had so much momentum. We did a civil disobedience a couple of weeks ago where three courageous women got arrested in front of Cuomo's office. And that's what we did a vigil outside of his office where we slept on the brick, on the cement sidewalk for a whole day. And we're doing this walk for 9 days, which is not easy because I had to buy new shoes yesterday and it sucks. But, you know, for everybody else that's extremely tired, you know, I applaud them. They're wonderful. And that's why we're doing this walk. Thank you.
So, as you can see, she, you know, in a global economy, I think a degree such as bilingual education is very important and essential to our economy. That's just Anayeli, so she can do so many things with her degree. And the next one, he can speak 10 languages, just so you know. And I think, come on, we need that in the U.S. So the next one is Victor.
Hello, everyone. Hola a todos. Shalom, ma shlomcha. Zdravstvuyte. Hola, como você? Como está você? Just wanted to prove what he said. but yes, my name is Victor. I am currently enrolled in Lehman College, a senior majoring in linguistics, anthropology, and Russian. And basically, the reason why I'm walking today, these 150 miles, has to do a lot with what I went through during high school. During high school, I found out that being undocumented had a lot of obstacles. So I realized I wasn't able to get a decent job. I knew I wasn't allowed to apply to certain scholarships or get financial aid, TAP. And because of that, I felt also into like a deep depression that I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was trying to find myself. How can I get out of this? How can I move on forwards? But I realized that my education was the one thing that, even though if I never would have gotten my papers, even though if I may never see the day of light for tomorrow, but I know I will always have my education. What's in my head, no one can ever take away from me. So basically, I found hope. A guidance counselor helped me through the whole college process. And because of the fact that I wasn't able to get financial aid, I wasn't able to apply to my dream school, which was Middlebury. I pretty much didn't... I knew I wasn't going to be able to pay for it, so why bother? But it's because of that reason that up until today, I always ask myself, what if? what if I had my papers? What if I would have gone to Middlebury? Would I have known 20 languages by now? I don't know. But I don't want other students who were who are in my position as I was during high school, I don't want them to ask themselves, what if? I want them to know. I want them to continue their education. I want them to get financial aid. I want them to be able to do what I couldn't do at that time. And this is why I'm walking for the New York State Dream Act. This would help undocumented students in New York State. And I'm doing this because I couldn't stop. I couldn't stay home and just spend my spring break at home and with friends. I wanted to make an impact. I was tired of waiting for change to happen. I was like, if we're gonna do something, let's do something that will make an impact. Let's walk 150 miles. So let's show people how bad we want this. Doesn't matter if our feet hurt. Doesn't matter if we bleed or whatever. Let's just show people. Let's make an impact. And this is why I'm walking. Thank you.
Many of the walkers are not, some of them are undocumented. And the reason is because we also have some of our wonderful allies that are working with us in support. And I want to introduce Gary, and he's going to talk why he's walking with us today. Yes.
Feeling kind of nervous here. First of all, I want to give thanks to the people of Catskill. Most definitely, thank you very much for the warm welcome, as well for the humbly good food that we've been eating. So thank you very much for that, most definitely. My name is Gary Santos. I'm a first-year grad student. I go to CUNY Lehman in the Bronx as well, going for my counseling education degree. More or less, simple reason why I'm walking, I believe this more in being, and from what I've learned over the past couple of days, that this is turned into a human rights issue. It's no longer an issue that has to deal with caring if somebody's undocumented or not undocumented. To be honest with you, at the end of the day, what we need is to have our best and our brightest to go to school, to get the education needed, to become the future leaders in this country. And unfortunately, Governor Cuomo has not been able to do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's been doing some miracles, which I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But at the end of the day, the reason we have to push it for everyone to have an equal opportunity to get an equal education. Myself, as a prospective educator, I believe that that is the way on how we're going to be able to progress as a society. And to be honest with you, at the end of the day, the New York State Dream Act is a very important piece of legislation that will help get one step further to that. And to be honest with you, day by day, as much as we walk and as much as I've walked in the same boots for the past 6 days with the same outfit, you know, along the way, to be honest with you, I'm not going to lie about it. I got to keep it real. Most definitely, at the end of the day, I do it because I believe in this important perspective piece of legislation that will help out our students. And this is not only a Latino issue. This affects African Americans, Asian Americans, well, Asians. This affects everybody in our world. So I just wanted this just to be let known that it's not only a Hispanic Latino issue. It affects everybody. So the more advocacy that we push towards this, the better everyone can learn to see that this is not only a piece of legislation that could be swept under the dust. This is a piece of legislation that can help out prospective people and not, in a way, put a block to their livelihoods on trying to make this world a better place. So that's the reason I'm walking, and I thank you very much for coming.
So I'm going to tell my story. So I graduated as the valedictorian of my school. And I applied to 4 colleges. I got in. I got scholarship from all of them. But only one of them just gave me a full ride. And so that was Lehman College. And so right now, yeah, I'm pursuing a degree in anthropology with some pre-medical requirements for medical school. I hope to get to medical school. And the reason I am walking is because I know that there is many undocumented students that are willing to do anything. They work 3 jobs to pay for 1 semester, or they work 3 jobs and go to school at the same time. And I know that's very difficult. And I know that they want to give back to our community, to New York State. And why not? I mean, just so you know, like, New York State is predicted to be have a shortage of workers. And there's many students here, undocumented students, that they wanted to be nurses, and that's what we need. But because they are undocumented, they couldn't go into their nursing program. And now they have to go to a different degree. And so that's why I'm walking, because I think, you know, education, I was taught ever since, like, since kindergarten that this is an American principle. This is not just a, and it's also a human principle, that if you succeed, if you want to succeed, education is the key. I can't remember a day where I was told that, you know, education is a privilege. No. I still remember what my teachers said to me, that education is a right, and that, you know, we need this to main, to be competitive as a nation in a global economy. And so that's, I'm going to end with that. But I'm going to introduce some of the walkers, all the walkers, actually. No! So no! I'm going to introduce Eric. Gary. And if you want to talk to some of the walkers, you're more than welcome to. You can talk to them about how many blisters they have.
Seven.
So they're telling you now. So yes, so thank you for having us and for the amazing food and for the amazing reception. And have a great night. Thank you.